Gentlemen, on your toes. Friendly Five footnotes are on the air. And Friendly Fred is introducing them with his own original tap dance. One, two, three, four, five, count them. Five Friendly Five footnotes sent to you through the courtesy of the makers of Friendly Five Shoes for Men and their local dealer. One, Friendly Fred and the Friendly Five Orchestra are opening a new bag of musical tricks as friendly to your ears as Friendly Five shoes are to your feet. Two, Casey Jones, world-famous aviator and vice president of the Curtis Wright Corporation, is here with another interesting talk on the latest developments in aviation. Three, some men put off buying new shoes because their old shoes are comfortable. But new Friendly Five shoes are more comfortable than old shoes that have lost their shape. Friendly Five shoes feel good from the first step. Go to your Friendly Five dealer and let him explain why. He has a width, size, and last to fit any foot. See him tomorrow. Four, there will be no more advertising on this program. Five, the program begins. Oh, that kiss from the Laugh Parade, enjoyed through the kindness of the copyright owners.
Why the stars are jiggling all around the moon. Ooh, that kiss makes you dream of fairies. Then you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What a big attraction.
In the same Friendly Five manner, a modern serenade. Good night, sweetheart.
Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn a new day is born. So I'll say good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good night. Thank you.
footnotes continue. Friendly Fred and the Friendly Five Orchestra read this melodic proclamation. I wouldn't change you for the world.
Just can't help confessing that I wouldn't change you for the world, dear. You're so hard to handle, but what can I do? No one holds a candle to you. Though I've cause to doubt you, I know I'm lost without you, so I wouldn't change you for the world, dear. Though you're not an angel, you bring heaven near. I wouldn't change you for the world, dear. I wouldn't change you for the world.
Promised some air notes from Casey Jones, the famous air pilot and vice president of the Curtiss Wright Corporation. From foot to air, Friendly Fives put the right foot forward. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Jones speaking from the Metropolis. Okay, New York?
Hello, folks. Casey Jones speaking. The first delivery of air mail from the United States to Argentina, inaugurating the final extension of the air mail and passenger service, completely circling the South American continent, was made early in November. This modern airline, operated by Pan American Airways, extending for 7,500 miles along the Atlantic coast from Miami to Buenos Aires, is the longest in the world, and its operation will cut the travel time from 23 days to 8. This rapid service enables the American businessman to compete on favorable terms with the European nations that have established a combination air and fast boat service between Europe and South America. Its establishment completes 4 years of pioneering, during which period American Airlines spread a network of 19,000 miles over 30 countries in Central and South America. Strange to relate, along certain sections of the coast, the only maps available were those originally made by the Spanish explorers more than 300 years ago. Naturally, these were inaccurate, and certain landmarks were found to be as much as 120 miles out of their actual position. Pan American also operates a series of winter cruises through the West Indies. By boat, a Caribbean cruise takes from 2 to 3 weeks, while by air, it can be now completely completed in a leisurely manner in 6 days, covering 17 countries. The trip across the Caribbean Sea takes 6 hours and is the closest approach to transoceanic flying. The huge 20-passenger boats fly just off the water and are in constant touch by two-way radio with shore stations and with ships at sea, thus obtaining weather reports and radio bearings. Following the custom for years established on steamships of celebrating the crossing of the equator, the boats zoom into the air and then dive sharply to the water. Naturally, this is rather disconcerting to passengers who have become accustomed to the steady and monotonous movement, and in some cases they have become terrified. However, their fears are set at rest when the steward presents them with a card admitting them to the order of Uranus, the god of the sky, who has replaced old man Neptune, the god of the sea.
Thank you, Casey, and we'll depend on you for more air notes to add to our footnotes next week. And now, on with the show. Friendly Fred and the Friendly Five Orchestra, Alabama Bound. Thank you. That ends it. Friendly Five footnotes are sent to you each week with the good wishes of the makers of Friendly Five Shoes for Men and their local dealer. Most everyone thinks it's difficult to learn to fly. The truth of the matter is that it's decidedly easy. In fact, a book has been written explaining the rudiments of aviation called It's Easy to Learn to Fly. You may secure your copy of this booklet by going to your nearest Friendly Five dealer, whose name will be given in just a moment. More Friendly Five footnotes and air notes next week. And now Friendly Fred bids you goodbye to the tune of that well-known Friendly Five theme song, I've Got $5. Now for your local announcer.